So I play the evil stepsister Grisella, and she's very ill-tempered and haughty, and she's just altogether mean, and her hair sticks up.
14-year-old Amelia Waddell wore her hair in a ponytail. It stood straight up on the top of her head as she appeared as a wicked stepsister for her interview.
And her eyebrows are huge and go up to her forehead, and her lips are pointed, and she's got a big mole on her chin.
Waddell has been learning ballet since the age of 3 at her mother's studio, Royal Academy of Ballet and Dance in Kenmore, and she is now performing in the nonprofit youth ballet.
What is your favorite part of Cinderella?
I love just working off of my other friend, Ginger, who plays the stepsister, Anastasia. We just, like, fight and bicker the whole time, and we, like, torture the prince a little bit, you know, flirt with him. It's pretty funny.
What about the music?
The music is great. Like, the paras, they're really beautiful, and the stepsister music is funny. Like, it really helps show off our characters, helps us get into it more.
What we did, because we're a youth ballet, we took the Disney version idea of the mice and the birds and the classical ballet version of all the fairies, because there's not just a fairy godmother and the other fairies, there's lots of fairies, fairies of the four seasons. So we used that, and of course the stepsisters and Cinderella and the prince.
Elizabeth D'Estasio Waddell is founding artistic director of the Greater Buffalo Youth Ballet.
But the beginning opens up with the stepsisters getting jewels from the stepmom and Cinderella and all of her 21 mice sneaking behind in the back.
A guest dancer will be appearing as Prince Charming, and a local dancer from UB will be appearing as Cinderella.
We're bringing Oliver Swan Jackson. He's from New York, and he's come in before, and he came in Monday, and he's learned the ballet in 3 days, and we have a wonderful Cinderella who's local. She's dancing at UB right now and also doing exercise science, so she's doing a double major, and so they learned the ballet in 3 days.
The youth ballet features a diverse group of students. Some continue on to professional dance. Others use the art as a discipline that enhances their education.
Whether they become a professional dancer, and we've had other people on Broadway and do musical tours and things like that, or whether they become an engineer, the discipline that dance gives them, you know, and the grace and poise to live through the rest of their life.
Just as music is so good for students and they're learning, dance has to be too, and it's physically good for them as
well.
It's
learning the choreography, and then you have to be on the music. And so you're counting the music, which, of course, they say, of course, music is wonderful for math. And the memorization that helps them with all their other courses in school is, I mean, that's one thing that I noticed with Amelia. She memorizes so much faster than other dancers that haven't maybe been dancing as long.
Now, do you hope to take on dance as a career, or will you always do it on the side?
I would love to take on dance as, like, a choreographer or something, because I'm really passionate about choreography.
She's more into choreography than I could ever think of. It's amazing.
Do you hope to pass on your studio to a next generation of family?
I do, if they want. I mean, I know that Amelia's also interested in writing and medicine as well, so we'll see what way that she would like to go. And her dance training has helped in disciplines for whatever direction. So.
You, of course, took over for the great Ginger Burke of Buffalo.
Yes, I was very honored to have done that, and surprised when that happened in 1997. So,
was she your mentor?
She was. I danced at other schools in the area and took all different styles, but until I studied ballet with her, I really was sort of clumsy and didn't have any line. I mean, ballet is certainly the wings of all dance, and Ginger Burke made that happen for me.
How do you carry on that mentoring tradition today?
She's like in my mind from a young child, because I assisted many of her classes and she put me on scholarship at a very young age. So I hear her voice almost through my teaching, and then other dancing as well, because I dance with the Hartford Ballet and, you know, Aglevsky Ballet and things like that, and Boston Ballet. But really, your main first teacher is always in your head, you know, helping you.
The Greater Buffalo Youth Ballet has grown to performing both contemporary and classical ballets. It rotates 5 main classical ballets for performances each season. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.